through the dead of night, seeking out broadcasting injustice wherever it appears. Only one man can wield it. Media Bat with Tim Bat, only on 95 BFM.
Kia ora, Tim.
Tēnā korua.
How are you going?
Very well, thank you. How are you guys?
Good, thanks.
Very good. Happy New Year. All that jazz.
I should say kia ora to everyone listening.
Yeah, kia ora.
This is the proper way to approach a radio show, isn't it? There's more than just the two of us in the studio.
It is still the summer holidays, so I feel like everyone's just, you know, relaxing into it, eh?
We're chilling.
Where there's the mighty wall outside BFM is letting in still quite a lot of sun, which is making it warm in here.
Do you talk about the drama that is going on beyond that wall?
Yeah, we mentioned it yesterday. There is just a hole in the ground.
I think it is worth painting a small mental picture. There is heavy construction work and like the biggest demo site I've ever seen in my life happening meters away. I was walking around the campus for 10 minutes trying to figure out how to get in because they've blocked off all the entrances and everything. There is just a gigantic
hole
in the ground.
It's pretty apocalyptic, yeah.
It's amazing.
It's also appeared over the holidays. Like, the hole was very small and then we came back and the hole is very big now. I think it's an intentional hole, just to put that one out there.
Nah, they're going to take down the whole university piece by piece.
It's like Lego.
They're just seeing when someone notices that they've overstepped a bound, by then it will be too far.
What's happening in the media? What's going on in this summer period?
Well, I've got two stories for you. One's juicy and international, and I'll kick off with the other one, which is kind of lighter and more local and, to my eye, a bit more crack up.
Okay.
And that is that Sky TV have been forced to reveal that their outside broadcast trucks, heretofore known as OB trucks, that's what we call them in the industry and radio. So OB trucks are like these massive, big, highly technical pieces of equipment that allow radio stations and TV networks to conduct all their outside broadcasts. And for Sky TV, really important because they hold so many contracts with sporting events over the year. And that's actually their main thing that's kind of keeping the business afloat at the moment.
Keeping the doors at Sky just about open.
Exactly. Yeah. They've been forced to reveal recently by the Commerce Commission that their OB trucks are reaching the end of their life because they tried to subcontract out those trucks to this American company called NEP, and to do that they had to seek permission from the Commerce Commission. And the Commerce Commission were like, we're not really okay with this because it feels like you're going to put yourself and this company in a monopolistic position by shoring up that no one could compete with you or this other company.
Okay.
If the Commerce Commission okayed it, NEP would then be in charge of these aging OB trucks and having to repair them. They're reaching the end of their 10-year life cycle now, and Sky TV's freaking out because at any moment they could break. And if they do, they can't broadcast live sports anymore, which is, as I said, like the one thing keeping the doors open at Sky right now.
This makes me feel stressed.
It's this interesting situation that keeps coming up in New Zealand media in different ways, where the Commerce Commission has to get involved because we're such a small country, but we are kind of advanced in a media sense. So we keep running into these situations where these monopolies pop up.
Yeah.
Because we just don't have a lot of people here. Yeah. So there isn't really a ton of money to produce multiple players in the game. So Sky TV were very unhappy that they had to announce this to the public. And obviously it's quite an embarrassing admission that they have to say, hey, our OB trucks are about to break, so you can either let us do this with NEP or risk all of these sporting events not
far
being
out
able to be broadcast.
So what's happened from this?
Interestingly, Sky doesn't think that the Commerce Commission's decision is going to have any material effect because they reckon they'll be able to change the agreement either way. It's just that they need to be able to do it in the very short term, and that's the thing they need Commerce Commission approval to do, to change that agreement that they've got with NEP. Or I don't think it exists at the moment, but to green light it right now.
Yeah.
But even without Commerce Commission go ahead, Sky TV claimed that they can do it in the long term anyway without any qualms. So it's just kind of a funny thing that has had to come to light, that Sky TV's trucks are about to break down and they don't really have the money to fix it up themselves. So they're trying to shift it off.
Far out. All right, watch that space then.
The juicy international one, which you might have seen in the news. I don't know if you guys had it in headlines. Oh, you don't have headlines at the moment. All right, I am the news.
Tim is the news.
Play the sting.
Julian Assange has had an extradition request from America to the UK denied by a British judge in what has been a pretty surprising move. I don't know how much context to give about Julian Assange because I feel like I could just be here for 3 hours.
Yeah, I was going to say, how pocket history can we make the Julian Assange thing?
Let's give it a go.
Let's do it.
Well, okay. First of all, I just want to say on this news item, for those who do know, the kind of interesting thing is the reason that the judge cited for the extradition request being denied is actually Julian Assange's mental health.
Oh, wow, okay.
She said that it would put her... She specifically references autism spectrum disorder, and the lawyers kept sort of referencing how intelligent this guy is and that he would probably find a way to end his life if the extradition request was accepted, and the judge saw that as adequate cause to deny the extradition request.
Wow, that's pretty remarkable.
It's really remarkable, yeah. It's also like, it's so I would say that open media and open journalism advocates are happy with the decision, but not how it was arrived at, because
right.
it would be a far better situation for the sort of rule of open journalism if that extradition request was denied on grounds of freedom of expression and that he wasn't in contravention of the law, but that's not the grounds which that decision was arrived at.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So, okay, Assange started WikiLeaks.
Yes.
WikiLeaks are what's known as like a clearinghouse, basically. They act as a conduit where people can publish documents to WikiLeaks to act as a bit of a firewall so they don't get found out and in trouble, and then WikiLeaks shifts it. They either publish
it
themselves.
Girl.
What?
It's the gossip girl of
it's the gossip girl
of journalism.
Of international relations.
XOXO.
Yeah, of the globe.
XOXO WikiLeaks. Sorry, Sarah. Carry on, Tim.
And over the years, WikiLeaks have had a very complicated history, and they've had a lot of hits and they've had a few misses. They've done a lot of really important work, in my opinion, since they've started, and I think the fact that they exist has been really important. Their most significant work, to my mind, would be a video they released called Collateral Murder, which was in the wake of the American invasion of Iraq and Afghanistan. There was an Apache helicopter that killed a journalist and a bunch of other civilians in Afghanistan, I think it was, and they managed to obtain footage from the Apache helicopter and the audio recording of what the pilots were transmitting and saying, and they put that out there. That video is the reason why Chelsea Manning was in prison. That video is the reason why the US are trying to charge Julian Assange under the Espionage Act, which is, according to a lot of legal experts, a very freaking hard out approach for publishing a document, essentially. So Assange has been very antagonistic to the American government for years and years and years. They've been trying to pin him for ages. The original charge that they were trying to get him on was like computer fraud, basically, for unauthorized access of computer systems, which only carries a charge of 5 years. And the Obama administration for a long time toyed with the idea of charging him under the Espionage Act, but they figured that it would be too intense as a sort of chilling effect on journalism. But the Trump administration were like, nah, screw it, we're doing it. So 17 charges under the Espionage Act is what they want to try him under, which would put him in jail for over 100 years. And he's been hiding in the Ecuadorian embassy for years in London, which people might be familiar with. Then he got kicked out of there by Ecuador after a number of years, and now he's in a London prison. Sweden tried to get him on sexual abuse charges and rape charges historically, which was slightly coincidental because that's where WikiLeaks servers are based.
Right, okay.
Read into that what you will. They then dropped the charges after a couple of years, but then that they actually reopened the case.
Wow.
After he got out of the embassy, which is kind of interesting. So situation is now he's in a London prison. The Mexican president has offered asylum to Assange, saying that Assange is a journalist and deserves a chance. We will give him protection. The states are going to appeal the decision that the extradition didn't go ahead. Assange's father is actually asking New Zealand to offer asylum to Julian Assange, which I think after our experience with Kim.com, we will not be doing. And that's where it's all at.
That was a very good pocket history, Tim. I feel like, you know, the last however many years of this has just been conflated in my brain. I'm like, oh yes, I remember all of these things now. So yeah. Thank you for that.
Hey, no walkers.
We will also watch that space, OB trucks and international espionage charges flying around the place here.
It's all the media.
It's all the media.
If you think about it.
Exactly. Hey, thank you, Tim. We'll see you next week.
See ya.
Come back next week for another exciting adventure on Media Bat, only on 95 BFM.
All right.